Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kai Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting second. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellett. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. Joost reaches third base with a triple. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. Two outs. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Zarrilla moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball four. Zarrilla moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive towards third. Dyke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kruhosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruhosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pillette moves to second. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-1 in the game. Marion takes first base on ball four. Pillette moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Joost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niemann throws the ball into Marion, who tags Joost trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kruhosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruhosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Kruhosky hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellet is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pellet hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Moss hits a line drive towards third. Hitchcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dyke hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera strikes out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion fields it and throws to home. Moss drops the ball. Philly scores. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Browns. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock bunts towards the mound. Pillette fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Vallow moves to second. One out. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Pete Suter. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial takes first base on ball four. Johnny Kukab pinch runs for Gus Zernial. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Astroth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Vallow moves to third. Kukab moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, Browns, 2. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Skeeter Kell now playing second base. Bob Hooper now pitching. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pillette hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Marty Marion. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Fain reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Pillette covering, for the out. Fain moves to third. One out. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Byrne pinch hits for Jim Dyke. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced misplays the ball. That's an error on Juiced. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 3 in the game. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing third base. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 3 in the game. Astroth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Dwayne Pellett. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.